Wednesday of Boat Week, Blue Water Fest Week, call it what you will. It's the week that everybody is going to be gravitating toward the Port Huron Yacht Club. Mary Lou Kramer joins us from the Yacht Club this morning. Mary Lou, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
It's a fun week, isn't it?
It is.
But busy and exhausting.
Very busy, very exhausting.
What goes on at the Yacht Club this week?
Well, we start our public license tonight, so the club is open to the public tonight. And then Thursday is family night, and of course, that's anybody can come in on family night. And then Friday is our big bash.
That is a big party, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, we have a saying at the Yacht Club that it's where members make it happen. And this couldn't happen without our membership. We have a crew of people who will be starting at 9 o'clock this morning, setting up tents, stages, everything, the bars and that, everything we need to make this party happen for the next two nights, outside is Thursday
right.
night too.
Not a single paid staff member at the Port Huron Yacht Club.
Not a single one. It's all volunteer.
And when you walk into that club, I mean, the place is always, always spotless, even during a big party. Somebody's always going around picking up trash.
We had volunteers there this past weekend cleaning the trophies.
Oh, really?
Shining the trophies, cleaning the trophy case. It happens every year, the week of Boat Week. We have people who sign up for a month of house, we call it. Mondays and Thursdays, two different crews. For a whole month, they clean that club. And, you know, we don't have a custodian or a janitor. And the ladies' auxiliary cleans the kitchen and the bathrooms, you know. And so, and then we have a bar committee, and people sign up to clean the bar twice mm-hmm. a week, too. So without the members, we wouldn't even be able to do these things.
You mentioned, Mary Lou, the public license begins tonight. I don't think that everybody fully realizes that during Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I think even into Saturday morning, it is open to the public. You don't have to be a member of the Port Huron Yacht Club to go and participate.
No, you do not. You don't have to be a guest of a member. You don't have to be a member. And we love it. We love it when the people come in to see us yeah. and visit and that. And our little joke is, and even the people who come in, you know, we have the cheapest drinks in town.
Yeah. Worth the price of membership right there. And that's another thing. You can be a member of the Port Huron Yacht Club and not own a boat or not necessarily even be a sailor.
I don't own a boat. And I, you know, been a member of this club for 20 some odd years.
Well, and that's the cool thing. So you can join the Port Huron Yacht Club. You can hang around the yacht club. But the more you hang around with sailors, the more likely it is you're going to get onto a sailboat at some point.
Unless
you don't like boats.
You know, I mean, if you're scared of boats,
right.
you know. And that's fine. We have people like yeah. that. We have people who the wife sails and the husband doesn't because he's not a big boat person.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's not always just the men who are anxious to get on the boats. It's the women, too. And
yeah, it's a neat yacht club, and it's a working man's yacht club.
I mean, it is.
Are there doctors and lawyers and CEOs? Of course there are. But are there just regular folks who have an interest in sailing? Of course.
Yep, they make up the majority of our membership.
Yeah.
And anyone who comes in this weekend, if they are interested, think they're interested in joining the club, can ask any member. We've got pamphlets that are available. You have to be sponsored by a member, but chances are the person you talk to would be willing to sponsor you, you know.
The what we now call the Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac Race, Port Huron to Mackinac Race, in its 95th year now. It's the Bayview Yacht Club's race, but they couldn't do this without the Port Huron Yacht Club.
They could not do this without
and
us.
They recognize that.
Yeah, you couldn't start the race in the Detroit River, sail up the St. Clair River and, you know,
yeah.
And into Lake Huron. And they'll admit that. They claim it's their race, and it is their race, but they couldn't have done it without us.
No, it's a great partnership.
No, it's a great partnership. It really is. And Larry Bell is just a magnificent sponsor. I mean, you know, we had Tito Bacardi for years,
mm-hmm.
and he was a great sponsor, too. And it's nice to have new people on board. Larry's been great. Larry, the first year he sponsored the race, decided he wanted to sail, and he's been sailing ever since.
Yeah.
You know? And Tito's Vodka's come on board. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just new sponsors all the time, and it's nice.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And so, but one thing I do want to mention, Paul, for Friday night's party, if people don't have tickets and they want to get tickets, they're $8 in advance, and I have them. You can Facebook me, you can whatever, and I'll be at the club selling them today. We have people selling them. And if you don't get them in advance, they're $15 at the door. So
pays to get them ahead of time.
Pays to get them in advance.
And you can just pop into the Yacht Club today or tomorrow and get them that way, right?
Exactly. And something new we're doing this year is that we're having Buffalo Wild Wings food truck at the club.
Okay.
They're going to be selling wings, so that'll be different.
All right.
And our entertainment this year on Thursday night is Los Gringos, and Friday night is the ever-popular Gobies.
Oh, everybody loves the Gobies.
And we have live entertainment tonight, too. It's a compliment of our stink boaters.
Okay.
But they call them that themselves. But I can't remember who it is, but trust me, when they get entertainment, it's good.
Yeah.
And it'll be on the deck, so...
By the way, the Yacht Club, not a half bad place to be on Thursday night during fireworks.
Oh, not at all.
Holy cow, you've got a great view there.
Excellent place for fireworks. Excellent place.
All right. Thanks for making it happen, Mary Lou, you and all the volunteers there at the Port Huron Yacht Club. It's a fun weekend.
It is. Thanks a lot, Paul.
All right.